Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I am coming to you for the first time in my new apartment complex. I don't know how the acoustics are in here, though. I don't know how it's going to sound. It sounds a little echoey to me, just in my own fucking head. I don't know if that's a problem for you. We'll have to fucking wait and see. We'll have to wait and see in post-production if I can make this sound a lot bigger than just one asshole in his apartment with a fucking single microphone and a fucking computer that he cuts this shit up on. We'll edit it out in post. You know what I mean? We'll figure out the effects later on. I have a big window, right? Big double doors, window double doors, like fucking screen balcony type shit. I'm up on the second floor of my new place, and it's fucking April, and I'm staring out the fucking window, and it's a goddamn snowstorm. It looks like fucking December. I want to jump off a goddamn bridge. What the fuck is this? I swear to fucking God, I usually try not to bitch about the weather. Or if I were to bitch about the weather, I like to bitch about like one facet of the weather. Like, I hate the cold. I don't like the cold and snow. So I'll bitch about that. But when it's fucking warm in the summertime, I'm not going to fucking bitch about the heat. Because if I'm going to bitch about the fucking cold, I can't be fucking upset when it's fucking hot outside. If I hate the cold, I can't hate the heat. I don't want to bitch about everything. I already bitch about enough. So with weather, I'm going to bitch about one facet of weather, and it's the fucking cold and the fucking snow, and it's we're getting to fucking mid-April, and it's still been fucking snowing. It snowed yesterday. It fucking snowed in my car 2 days ago. Fuck. I'm tired of it. I just fucking hate it. It's been the longest fucking winter of my fucking life, and I'm just done. I'm just fucking done. God damn it. But the new place is interesting. It's pretty fucking awesome. I feel like I don't belong here. I'm in like a nicer town, a much nicer complex. And my neighbors don't seem like me. You know what I'm saying? They don't seem like a 35-year-old single dude with two cats with long hair who's a misanthropic asshole. But all my neighbors are fucking old. I told somebody at work that. She was like, hey, how's the new place? I was like, I fucking love it. I feel like I don't belong there, but I got these old crotchety fucking neighbors. She's like, well, what's old to you? Like, I don't know. They're unfuckable. You know what I mean? There's number one. There's step one. They probably got saggy tits and balls. Maybe 60s? They're not going to appreciate these podcasts, to tell you that. Speaking of these podcasts, you can't hear shit. I can't hear a fucking thing when I'm in my apartment. Not a goddamn thing. I can't hear the person below me, the person next door, any of that shit. But I can hear people in the hallway. It's like a fucking 8-unit building. There's a bunch of 8-unit buildings on this campus. I guess, is it a campus? I don't know if it's a fucking campus. Colleges are on campuses. Sometimes there's like medical campuses, but I've never heard the term campus used for like an apartment complex. But I'm going to use the fucking term campus. There's a lot of fucking apartments here. And the only time I can hear anybody is either when I'm in the fucking hallway, the main hallway, or when somebody's like in the hallway, like going in their fucking place. So like if somebody's ever in the fucking hallway now, they're getting a full effect. They're getting a full fucking tease of the cast. And I don't give a shit. You better fucking learn to love it. Because this stuff's going to happen often. You better fucking deal with it, goddammit. I've been here a couple weeks now. And the first little while, the silence like threw me off. I've never been in a place this fucking quiet before. I mean, you're growing up, you're in your fucking parents' house, then you're in the fucking college dorms, then I live with my cousin in the fucking city of Buffalo, and there's douchebags in the streets all the time fucking screaming and yelling, goddamn basketball bouncing non-fucking-stop in the road by the wiener kids next door. Then I was in my old apartment that I just moved out of with the fucking paper-thin walls, and I got the people below me that were fighting all the time. Those motherfuckers are gonna kill each other one day. It was a fucking couple. It was a young couple. All they did was fight. I used to play this game, fighting or fucking. I'd hear the screams and yells and thumping from downstairs, and I used to have to determine if it was a fight or a fuck. Are they fucking right now, or are they fighting? Most of the time it was fighting. The occasional fucking took place. The moans were different. I may have been out of the game for a while, but I know those fucking moans, you know what I'm saying? That's a pretty good pun, too. Fucking moans and fucking moans. Come on now, goddammit, you love that one. A lot of people always have their blinds closed here, I've noticed. I keep the blinds open almost all the fucking time, until it gets dark. Because then you can just see right in here. Full disclosure, I've already walked naked in front of these goddamn windows a couple times when it was kind of dusky and my lights were on in here. Fuck it. You're going to see my balls eventually, probably, right? Should I just walk? I don't have any clothes on right now. Should I just walk across the living room floor? Fuck it, goddammit. I need a drink. I can't be worried about those motherfuckers out there. So I did it. I just fucking did it. I got a laundry room inside the building here too, and I was really jacked up about that. But the dryer here sucks. And the washer kind of sucks too. There's like water in it when I was done. Like, I know there's water in it when you're washing it, but there shouldn't be, like, any in the bottom when I'm fucking done. And then I dry my clothes for a fucking hour on the fucking hour cycle. You know, you pay, gets an hour, and it was still fucking damp. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what the fuck is this shit? It's not fucking dry? Like, I'm trying to, like, feel the sides of the dryer. Like, is this fucking dry? And then they got the metal thing in the back. And by the time I determined, like, fuck it, I must have just been spinning it for an hour. I, like, touched the fucking back metal with my hand, Jesus Christ, it was fucking hot, so it's drying. I mean, there's fucking heat coming out of here somehow. You know, I got a fucking red mark on my fucking hand still, goddammit. hey, somebody's driving up right now. I'm situated right in front of the window with the microphone because I feel like, you know what, fuck it. I want you to think I got a little bit of an edge. Who's that asshole with the microphone just staring out the goddamn window, ranting and raving and throwing his hands around like a fucking psychotic? Who's that guy? Well, that's Chris Johnson, goddammit. Better get used to this shit because we're going to come hard and fast, hot and heavy for the next, I don't know how fucking long I'm going to be here, but I hate moving, so hopefully a while, I guess. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's still going to happen, Sundays and Wednesdays. Doesn't matter that I moved into a new place. It's still Sundays and Wednesdays, new podcast episodes. Every episode is still on Podbean, the website or the app. You can follow along there. You can follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. There's a new dude out there, old Weavy Wonder. Chatted with him at work. He was like, yo, son, finally listen to the podcast. I was like, buddy, boy, come on now. Old Mac and Keish gave him the cast. But Weavy's been listening on the old Stitcher. I showed him how to get all the episodes, though. I don't know if he dove in yet. I'll have to check in with him. You can get every episode on my Facebook timeline, too. Follow on Twitter, too, at Johnson Hates You, or on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.